Welcome to Livewire Markets. My name's Matthew Kidman, and wow, what a few weeks we've had. Markets down, probably a bit over 20% since February 20. All the talk is about viruses. We don't know where it's going to end. We didn't know it was going to start. But to join me to talk about it today, Christoph from 1851 Capital and Tim Sargent from Eli Griffiths. Chris, I'll start with you. Picking bottoms is a messy business, but are we there yet? 20%, big sell-off. That's a bear market, technically. Is it time to buy or is it too early?
We think it's too early. Shorter term, I think there's perhaps a bit more pain to come until we get clarity on the virus. We're going to get a vaccine eventually. So until the market doesn't like uncertainty. So until we get certainty around the virus, we can start to process more the economic impacts, which I think we're now factoring in mild recession in Australia over the next 6 months. So until we get clarity around that, it's hard to be bullish short term, but I think on a 12 to 18 month view, there'll be proved to be a fantastic buying opportunity over the next few months once we get clarity around some of those issues.
So we all know that we're starting to behave differently, toilet paper, washing hands, keeping away from each other, no handshakes, elbow touches. But what is the market really concerned? Is it the drop off in earnings? So we're going to get a raft of downgrades because the economy's slowing, economic activity is stalling. Is that what you...
Yes, is the short answer. We've already seen that today from Webjet removing their guidance. So you'd expect there'll be a number of companies that downgrade over the next few months based on the impact of the virus. But the question will be, the key thing that we look for is when a company downgrades, the stock actually goes up. So it's actually priced in. And that appears to be the case in some names. Will be the case with some names in the next few months.
Okay, Tim, we'll stick with you with the same question. Bottoms of markets are hard. We've had a lot of markets turn over. We had the bond market rally really strongly. We had currencies move and then the equity market. Are we there yet? Same question to Chris, or is it a bit too early?
Look, I think one thing that we're monitoring is what's happening in credit markets, and it just feels as though there's some nervous signs emerging there. High yield credit, an indicator we watch, has backed up to over 6.5, I think is the latest reading. CDS spreads, the cost of insurance for investment grade, they've started to go parabolic in recent weeks. So that's a bearish short-term signal. And so we're just being a little cautious in the short term. I think S&P's come out today and said, for Australia, you know, this is a worse event than the GFC.
Right.
They maintain the AAA credit rating. But, I mean, that's fairly alarmist, I think. But
you're starting to make me feel sick. I remember the GFC. So what about, let's go down into the portfolio now. You guys have got to manage portfolios regardless. You can't just step on the sideline. What do? You get your cash weighting up, you get defensive. How do you move things around and what have you been doing? Because it was very quick over the last few
years. Yeah, I mean, it's been a 20% correction in 3 weeks. So in some regards, if you weren't sort of already defensively positioned, you had to act and respond quickly. It's hard to have conviction in times like these when things move. But one of the things that we've done and we've increased our cash weighting, that's an obvious thing to do. And we've increased our weightings to what we'd call sort of more defensive sectors. And we tend to tilt towards New Zealand for those kind of names. And things like Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is an obvious one. Chorus, defensive telco-style business models. That's where we've been deploying our capital. And if there's anything, I think things, you know, macro beta trades, things like wealth managers, that's a tough place to be now. Yep. Mining services, where the outlook, you know, is still reasonably robust, but essentially they're high beta trades and they're the kind of things that you're trying to remove from the portfolio at this point.
Okay, Chris, small caps you specialise in, hard to move the portfolio around quickly. They're not that liquid.
Some days,
a couple of weeks ago, first trade, 10% down. Mm. No questions asked.
No.
How do you do it? What do you do with your portfolio?
So there have been some days where you see some particularly micro cap stocks down 10, 15, 20% a day. So they're great buying opportunities and that we've selectively been buying a few things like that very, very gently. It's also a good times like this to review the portfolio in terms of portfolio liquidity, making sure you're staying as liquid as possible, which we always do. But also, as we sort of touched on earlier with credit markets, having a really good look at company balance sheets. Yep. And ensuring that, you know, for any company that's got a high level of gearing, that you're fully across, you know, how far away they are from their covenants and those usual things that most people would be doing in markets like this. Typically, those companies that are geared the heaviest fall the hardest and they're the first to fall. They're also the ones that you're going to make the most money out of on the way out of this. So they're typically the things that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks.
I'm getting all nostalgic now. It feels like the GFC. Is it the GFC or is it much more containable than that in terms of economic activity and, of course, the market?
I think it's hard to say. The difference here is this: the GFC was more a debt problem. this is going to impact society more directly with the virus itself. So, and again, like we said earlier, it depends on how long that goes for. I think you're going to see, you know, a significant slowdown in global growth. We've effectively priced that in already, the 20% drop we've seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks. It's just a matter of how long that goes for.
Sure.
And until we get clarity around that, it's hard to really go hard and invest in any big fashion in the equity market.
Okay, Tim, let's look for some signs. Because markets fall, eventually they bottom, then they rally. We've had a lot of stimulus or talk of a lot of stimulus. We've got interest rate cuts. That should be good for markets. But what's the catalyst? What would you be looking for the investors out there to say, righto, now's the time to start looking at the long side, getting back in the market?
Yeah, well, I think the stimulus is coming. You know, we're seeing almost 75 basis points implied into Fed cuts for the March 18 meeting next week. There's lots of talk of fiscal stimulus in Australia and some headlines today around that being, you know, circa 15 to 20 bill. So they're going to be sort of positive in the short term. Risk sentiment's been destroyed in the space of 4 weeks. I think that the three things we're looking at, one is, as I mentioned, credit markets and probably just some subsiding of the activity there in terms of what's been going on. I think liquidity, particularly on up days, I think one of the things we've noticed is that it's been sort of a lot better to sell clearly and by about 30 or 40% more turnover on the down days thus far. So looking to see proper buying step in on the up days. And I think the whipsawing at the moment intraday is not a helpful signal. Probably just seeing
big
some of the
percentages every day.
Just seeing the volatility die down and you can monitor the VIX is the obvious thing people look at there and the VIX futures are things that we sort of have in the toolbox.
So real trading things. Chris, what about you? Do we keep looking at those numbers every day? Who's got the virus? And who's dying? Is that the question when it tapers off? Or
I think it's more around, it's not about the virus now, it's about what it's doing to the economy.
Right.
So I think the next phase of this is to start studying which company's going to be downgrading their earnings, starting to see some hard data around, you know, what impact it is having on economic growth, and we're going to get that data coming through over the next 6 months to give us a more sense of, you know, the impact of the virus itself. At some point, the virus will come under control. You know, we're going to the warmer months over in the Northern Hemisphere. We'll wake up one morning, there'll be a vaccine, someone will have worked out a vaccine, but it won't be produced for another 6 or 12 months. At some point, it will fizzle out, and I do look at the Chinese market in particular in how they've been able to keep it under relatively good control. So that is an example of, you know, a quite a big country, obviously one of the biggest in the world population-wise, that have been able to maintain the virus at a certain level.
So it's time to keep your portfolio in quarantine for a little bit longer, yep, before it's all clear.